It's the Comedy at the Carlson cast with your host, he's loud but proud, Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Good morning, Rochester. We got a good show for you today. It's your pal, Vinny. I'm here down in our studio inside of the historical Carlson Stromberg building, inside of what is going to be known as one of the country's greatest comedy clubs, Comedy at the Carlson. My co-host this morning, Brian Ball, everybody.
That's me. How's it going, everybody?
They can't answer you back.
Yeah, they can't. We're live on Facebook. They actually literally can answer me back.
That is true. There are people watching us right now on Facebook. Thank you. For those of you who are tuning in, we are live. If you want to watch the show live, if you're watching this later, make sure you like our Facebook page, Comedy at the Carlson Cast, Twitter, at Carlson Cast. And if you want to email us questions for any of our upcoming guests or anything like that, please email us at Carlson Comedy. No, what are we?
CarlsonCast@gmail.com.
It's a second episode. Get off my butt, Brian. All right, man?
Jeez, I'm the only one who remembers the name.
Yeah, I know, but it's like a tongue twister. They really went with this C thing.
Who wrote that name? You did.
No! The comedy at the Carlson I didn't name.
No, but the Carlson Cast you came up with.
And yeah,
yet you are...
A big, swollen Italian-tongued idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. We got some big things happening today in the studio with us. A marvelous comedian, one of the, I guess I would say, you are definitely rising to the top of the industry like the proverbial cream, sir.
Oh, thank you. Boy, that makes me feel good. I'd like to think that.
Well, you'll feel really great when I have Brian start to rub your shoulders. You're going to love it in here.
I'll take it.
Not again.
He's been on Conan Late Night with David Letterman, recently wrapped up a tour with Louis C.K., which involved playing Madison Square Garden. I think that's pretty big feather in your cap.
Yeah, wild. And,
also, he is the co-host of a really great podcast called Tuesdays with Stories. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe List. Hey, man.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
Brian, right, we'll clap thank for you. Him.
That was a good applause, actually, with three people and someone's out there. It's kind of a surround sound clap.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Creates the illusion that people are listening.
It feels good. People are listening. I can tell. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
That may be osteoporosis or something.
yeah, something's up. Sure. I don't drink milk, but good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Joe, is this your first time in Rochester?
It is. Well, yesterday was my first. This is day two in Rochester, and it's
a lovely
city.
Let's open the diary.
Lovely city. I've been told a lot about garbage and rubbish. It's all about the garbage plate. You got the garbage plate shirt on, the Rochester Plates shirt on.
Yes, so you know all about this nonsense.
I do. A packed game last night. They changed the name to the Plates. I heard there was a 2.5-hour wait to get a plate.
I'm not going to lie to you. We have an opening for a newsman, Joe List, and I think that you just might fit the bill.
I think I could do it. And North Korea is no longer on the map, and that's the news, everybody.
Either is Guam.
Yeah, Guam.
Guam is gone.
The whole world is Guam mad.
I'm rocking the plate shirt today. My wife bought tickets a couple weeks ago to go to this game, and man, I could have left it all day. I didn't care.
Weren't into it. It was on when I got home on TV, local TV. It was 4-4. I don't know what the final score was.
I left in like the fifth because I was complaining so much.
Oh, what do you think is going to kill us all in Rochester first, the garbage plates or nuclear war?
I'm going with the snow. Shoveling the snow. That's what's going to get me, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be the nuclear war because I don't think they can reach this far. And I got to be honest, I don't want to insult the town, but I don't feel like Rochester's going to be a big target.
We're not worth it. Those things are expensive.
Yeah, they're not easy to shoot.
You know how many people were not able to eat to build one of those in North Korea? We should totally just not make them shoot a lot of them.
Yeah, North Koreans are not going to miss anything when they're gone anyways. They've got a sad life over there, from what I understand, from what I've read in the last half hour.
Yeah, we learned a lot in the last like day or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guam is apparently an American territory.
Yeah, I had a buddy that lived there for a while. He was a merchant marine. He lived in Guam. And he said it wouldn't be the end of the world if Guam was off the face of the earth.
I spent a week in Guam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Vacationing?
Did you serve or
no,
you
I was I was in the Air Force, yeah. It's a place that exists.
Yeah, that's kind of what my buddy said. He was just like, it wasn't...
great weather.
Yeah, it seems nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want anyone... I mean, if we're being honest, I don't want anyone to be annihilated.
Chakra box full of snakes.
Yeah, I'd rather people not.
Blow it up then.
Yeah.
Kill it. Blow it up. So, Joe, let's talk about something really, really serious that's happening with you. Besides the fact that you're playing four more shows here tonight at Comedy at the Carlson.
Yes.
You're getting married in 8 days.
Yes.
Are you possibly praying for the nuclear war?
No, I'm excited about the being married and the wedding, but it's just a lot of anxiety. I'm an anxious guy in general. I'm a very nervous fella, and the idea of all these people together at one place, it's a lot of anticipation and people being late and people being, you know, horny and drunk and wild. It's a lot. And then the hotel's emailing me, and then she's texting me. It's a lot.
How long have you known your fiance?
I've known her for 8 or 9 years. We've been together for almost six and a half years.
So you've been together for 6.5 years. When did you get engaged? How long was the engagement before the wedding?
Quite a while. It's going to be just under 2 years. We got engaged in like late September of 2015. So just under 2 years, which isn't too bad.
How did you ask?
Nothing crazy. It was in bed. I asked in bed, and we were just laying there because I had the ring and I was excited.
Not mid-act, right?
Like no. Okay. That would have been fun if it was like if I just reached around and handed it to her.
You were just like, psst.
That would have actually been a pretty great story. Yeah. If I just, you know, I don't know how dirty we can be, so I had to
say whatever
myself.
You're going to say, Joe. People want to come see you. We're on the internet.
Oh, great. Well, I was going to make a joke about coming on her back and then sticking the ring in there, but is that too dirty? It's very early morning.
Fine by me.
All right.
I had my coffee.
I didn't do that. But anyways, no, but here's the thing. She's a comic as well. So we're very cynical and we make fun of everything. So we had already trashed every way to propose. You know what I mean?
You're like, you'd mocked it.
Yes. Right, yeah. You're like, oh, what about a hot air balloon? Oh, those people are idiots. These fucking asshole. And then you're kind of run out of creative ways. And then when you have, I had the ring and I was excited to give it to her. And I was so excited. I was just like, I just want to get rid of this thing. I
want
to have
it. I want this. It's very expensive.
Yes.
And you have to hide it, and you have to, like, take care of it.
Yeah.
And if you're anxious, I could definitely understand why that would be, like, a burden.
Yeah, I just wanted to give it to her, and I bought it at
it's your problem site. Now.
Yeah, exactly. And then if she loses it, the engagement's off. I believe that's how it works. I bought it at this place called Catbird, which is, like, the hip jewelry store in Williamsburg.
What do they do, like custom stuff? Or
I think it's like a mostly old, like I bought a vintagey ring. It wasn't that expensive. It was a lot more affordable than most engagement rings.
Sure.
I think.
Secondhand ring, I hear you.
Yeah. It was $88. I bought it, but then they put it in a big bag and the thing, and then I put it in my backpack, and we went to the movies, and it was a movie theater where they check your backpack for security reasons.
Oh, man.
And so I was really like, oh, gee. And I was really nervous when they showed it. And then she thought I had snuck candy into the movie because she was like, oh, you
so
must have
she's
some
like,
candy.
Where is my candy?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't. She's like, oh, you're so weird about them looking at your backpack. I was like, don't worry about it.
What'd you do? Look at the guy and go.
It was like a weird thing. I tried to kind of like just do it real quick and like move stuff around and cover it because I didn't want her to find out that I bought an engagement ring. Because I was getting searched at the movie theater.
I was going to mock you for buying it at a hipster store in Williamsburg, but then I got my wife's off of Etsy. So I guess I can't. I have no room to say
anything. Yeah, you got to go the cool place, you know. But yeah, ours was three figures and not four or five.
I am the show's resident marriage expert.
Oh, good.
I can tell you, yeah.
He's been married 300% more than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Are you in your third marriage?
I'm on my third, yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, I mean, yeah, for my age, it's not
He's
awesome.
He's catching up you're to Rush Limbaugh.
Guy.
He'll get there.
You're a young guy.
I'm 42, but the first one, I was 19.
Yeah,
it doesn't count.
No, that wasn't very long. How long were you actually married when you were 19?
Legally, 1 year, but actually together, like 3 months.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah, we Kardashian did.
Who would have thought 19-year-olds wouldn't get along under the...
And she's going to prison now, so it's all cool.
Is that right?
Maybe.
Holy cow, that's right.
Yeah.
You really brought that up, and now you brought it up, and now you have to tell everybody why your ex is going to prison.
It may or may not have allegedly stole $15,000.
Wow. From you?
No.
No, let's make it you now.
Yeah, for me. It was all for me.
The story.
No, she only got about $3,000 from me.
Wow.
Wow. So, okay.
She didn't take anything from me. It's just what it cost for, you know.
Your innocence.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's how your first marriage ended after 3 months. Then the second marriage ended spectacularly because you're a lunatic. Because
I'm a lunatic, yeah.
Right, and now the third one's going good.
Third one's going great, and the second one, we get along great. We're good friends still. It's all fine.
All right. That's good. So you married...
So there's hope, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. You take it one day at a time.
If this one doesn't work, you just do it again.
Here's the thing. We're a little bit... Like, everyone gives you the stats, 50% and 60%. Everyone gets divorced. But that includes all married, including 19-year-olds getting married.
It includes me.
And, you know, yeah. And heroin addicts and crazy people. But she's older than I am, and I'm 35. Neither one of us drinks. We've been together a while. We've sown our oats and, you know.
Well, speaking of not drinking, I want to remind everyone that today's show is brought to you by the good folks over at Three Head Brewing. Make sure you get over to threeheadbrewing.com.
Sounds like your marriage career.
Yeah.
Three heads.
Yep, and also the good folks at Iron Smoke Whiskey. Make sure you check out Iron Smoke Whiskey. Drink responsibly. Sorry, Joe. Couldn't
I
help
will.
Myself.
No, it's good. You guys have the fun that I can't have anymore.
So the wedding is in 8 days. Where are you getting married?
In Tarrytown, New York. Please don't come. We're at our limit. We can't afford any more people. Tarrytown, New York.
We're giving out free tickets to Joe List's wedding. Yeah.
There'll be some big comics there.
Isn't Tarrytown like color. Sleepy Hollow, isn't it?
Yeah, right next to Sleepy Hollow. Like a Sleepy Hollow, a chunk of Tarrytown became Sleepy Hollow. I think they fought to make it called Sleepy Hollow.
Wow. All right.
Why would you fight for that?
Because they wanted to make it historic and touristy, I think. I think you probably get more tourists to come over because it's called Sleepy Hollow.
Because isn't there a TV show for that now or something?
Yeah. All right. It's like the Headless Horseman thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ichabod Crane, it was
who Shakespeare. Cares?
Yes, yeah. That is correct. It is American Shakespeare.
Or Hemingway, something.
Want to remind you folks real quick, because I forgot to do this earlier. Joe List is doing 4 shows with us this weekend. He's doing 2 tonight. And if you're watching the show right now on Facebook, boy, do I have a deal for you. It is F5 day. That's right. It's F5. Free Friday for Facebook friends. Remember, F5. All you need to do. I did. Thank you. All you have to do is send a message to the club's Facebook saying that you just watched the comedy at the Carlson Cast, mention F5, and get your tickets for either of tonight's shows. Come on out. Sound pretty good?
We should make him say an embarrassing code word.
I got one. Let's go with a Joe List-inspired embarrassing code word. Spaghetti sounds.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti sounds. That's or spaghetti fun. Noises.
Yeah, spaghetti sounds, spaghetti noise. Either one works.
Yep. Just message spaghetti noises. They'll know what you mean.
It's a weird thing. That video is up on my Facebook, my website, comedianjoelist.com, if I can throw a plug in there. But I forget.
As many as you like.
People watch it, and they're like, hey, that story's crazy. And like my agent or my manager or like some meeting, they'll be like, oh, we watched that thing. And you're like, ah, shit. Sorry.
Was that actually televised somewhere?
I mean, it was just on YouTube, but... a lot of people have said, I think it has like 200,000 hits. So
yeah. You know, it was on Ari Shaffir's show, Why Is This Happening?
This is not happening.
This is not happening. I'm sorry. I'm the worst.
Which
and I love Ari.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best. He'll be at my wedding if you want to see him. But
and we're giving away tickets to that wedding too. Don't you worry.
Yeah. But the show is now, he's now doing the show under a different name because he got in a beef with Comedy Central. That's his story to tell, I guess. But Roy Wood is now hosting that show.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's exciting. You can Google it.
Drama.
All right.
A lot of drama.
So the wedding is in 8 days. You've got how many shows do you have between now and then?
Well, 4 real shows here. Come by. And then a bunch of city spots on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then I leave Thursday for the trip. Wednesday, I'm taking off and we're hanging out with my best man who I went to high school with, who lives in Seattle now. He's coming back. And it's going to be, so basically Wednesday is when it's kind of the festivities start. It's going to be like a very festival-like wedding because we're up there for 3 or 4 days and going to be playing cornhole and swimming, throwing the baseball around. It's going to be a real fun time. I don't think I'll see my wife for most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, if there's other activities going on, you're going to have to spend the rest of your life with her.
Yeah, exactly. We have our whole lives together, and it's weird because with weddings, she wants to see all her friends she never sees. I want to see all my friends that I never see. So she's like the last person I want to see at the wedding, really.
It's a weird feeling. You know, I've been married for 8 years, 9 years.
Why are you looking at me?
I love that you're looking at him.
My wife doesn't watch it, so it doesn't matter. Like, I remember the night of our wedding in the hotel room. I just was like, oh, well, this is marriage, huh? Like,
yeah.
It was just one of those things where, like, it's just such a big workup, and then you're just together.
Well, the thing is, yeah, we're not having kids, and we're not moving, so it's going to be pretty similar.
Right, you're just going to go home after, like, oh, that was a great couple of days, like a mini vacation.
Yeah, in the old days, I think, like, you hadn't had sex yet, and then you hadn't lived together, so you'd, like, we're moving, and we're going to go home, and we're going to make love. We're just like, all right, we're back in our apartment that we've lived in together for 3 years, and having, you know.
You left this on the sink.
But I get anal now. That was the deal. If we get married, we'll be.
All right.
Is that in the prenup?
Yeah, I think it's in there, so I haven't read it yet, but a prenup.
Make sure you read it. make sure you read it. Just make sure it's in the paperwork.
Yeah, we haven't looked at that yet. But
So Joe List, remind me, who is your fiance?
Her name is Sarah Talamash. She's a comedian, and she recently did The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, that's exciting.
She did it the same night I did Conan, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Which was very exciting.
So that's awesome.
Did you guys compare ratings the next day?
I assume she had much better ratings than me. I think more people are watching this right now than watch Conan, I believe. But
poor guy. I love Conan, though.
No, he's the best. But he does well on the internet, I think.
So she did Dave Stephen Colbert's show, and you did Letterman.
Did you almost say Dave Coulier?
No. I almost said Dave Colbert.
Oh, all right. I thought you were right. She did Dave Coulier's show. And I'm like,
yeah, I screwed up.
She did Colbert, and I did Conan. And she shot hers earlier. I was with her when she shot hers. And then she got bumped. And then they aired her the next week, which was when I was on Conan. So it's pretty wild.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you did David Letterman's show, though, correct?
I did, yes. I did it back in back when it was on the air.
Those were the days.
Like, yeah. right towards the end?
I did it right towards the end, yeah. I did it after he had announced his retirement. I did it in April of...
Those were hard spots to get, wasn't it?
It was really hard, yeah. It took me about a year and a half to get it, and I hadn't heard from them in like 3 months. And then my manager at the time was like, I think we have to move on. And I was like, no, get them to say no. I'm not just going to not.
Yeah,
sure.
I spent like a year and a half doing this. And I was like, I want an email that says, no, you can't come on the show. And then the next email was, all right, here's your date. So we kind of just muscled them. It was the only time I ever like manned up in my life that I was like, fuck
that. It's worth it. If you're going to do it, that's the time to do it.
Yeah. And they didn't air it, but I got to shoot it. It was more of, no, I'm kidding. No. It was on, and yeah, it was exciting. It was the highlight of my life, including my marriage in 8 days.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. I would be more excited about that, too.
Yeah, probably.
That's harder to get. Anyone can get married. I mean, you've been married three times.
Yeah, look at me.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
And you look happy.
Don't tell him that.
Ish.
Show him your melted candle face.
I'm not doing the melted candle face again.
So listen, my question is this. David Letterman is a notoriously kind of a weird guy.
Yes.
What was it like doing that show?
It was amazing, but like it was very little to do with him. I mean, I barely saw him. The show was great and really fun, but he came over and said, great job, very funny. And then before you know it, he's gone. Like he's just off.
Planning his retirement.
Yeah, so there wasn't really any, like, I didn't get to hang with him or talk to him too much, but he was laughing. I heard him laughing, and he came over and said hello, and then Paul Schaefer's, like, standing, like, right where you are. He's that close. It's crazy.
That's got to be hard to do comedy with Paul Schaefer staring at you.
Yeah, it's weird, and luckily someone gave me a good piece of advice. They were like, he's getting ready, like, he's still working. He's getting ready for the next song and stuff, so
sure.
He'll pay attention to some of it and laugh, and then other stuff he's not laughing because he's getting ready, so like don't be thrown if he's not laughing. It's just because he's working,
right?
Which was good because the first couple of minutes he's like laughing aloud.
I think I'd probably be more thrown off by a Paul Schaefer laugh. Just like next to you would be terrible.
It was interesting, and but he was fun. But you could literally hear his papers moving like while you're doing your set and shit. But they were cool. They learn a song for like whatever song you want, they'll learn and play, which was pretty cool.
Excellent. What was your song?
The song called Down by Pearl Jam.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was
not
fun. They played it, and then he was like, hey, great song, I loved it. He was really cool. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Dave was the highlight of your career. You were doing how long have you been doing stand-up altogether?
17 years.
Wow. 17 years.
It's hard to say that we got the owners here. I don't want them to... the numbers don't correlate with 17 years here, but they're coming. Don't worry.
So in 17 years, folks, the man has managed to play Madison Square Garden.
Three times.
Three times.
My heart.
Yeah.
My heart.
Not that you're one to brag. Three times.
We might as well get the stats out there.
Absolutely. So when you walk out on stage in that place, what's that like?
It's pretty wild. I mean, it sounds crazy, but I had opened for Louis C.K. on this big arena tour. I feel like we should put that in perspective.
Sure.
I didn't just do it on my own. We had done a bunch of arenas already, so I was kind of used to doing arenas, but it was definitely special, and it's insane. I mean, it's in Manhattan, and then, like, you know, everyone's played there. You know, Led Zeppelin has been on that stage, so it's pretty insane. But it was pretty amazing. It was awesome.
When you look out into the crowd in that place, how far can you see?
You can see it in the back because it's like it's lit up back there for like, you know, there's like advertisements lit up and like the exit signs and stuff. So you can see the whole thing. It's massive. It's insane.
Wow.
It's great. It was like, you know, 14,000 people or whatever.
And you were just facing one way. You didn't do a Dane Cook style and you have to pirouette in the middle of the
court. Nothing in the round or anything. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty incredible. I don't know. It's still hard to like put in perspective, I guess, or something. My therapist says I'm disconnected. So I'm trying to, I don't know. It was wild.
No, absolutely. That's probably why you're so good at comedy, because you can be a student of what's around you and you have to actually put a little effort into understanding stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's a crazy situation. It doesn't make sense to do comedy there. It doesn't make sense for anyone to do comedy there, like even like, you know, Louis or whoever, but to just kind of be like, all right, I'm at Madison Square Garden now. But it was pretty unbelievable.
Well, congratulations. Joe List, don't forget, it is F5 Day again. It is Free Friday for Facebook friends.
You got it again.
Message the code word spaghetti noises to the Comedy at the Carlson Facebook page to come see Joe List tonight, two shows. Joe, congratulations on your engagement, man. It's been really nice talking with you.
Thank you.
And break a leg tonight. And I hope your marriage is absolutely wonderful. And I hope that you'll be back again sometime.
Thank you very much. I'm so used
to... very nice to meet you.
I was waiting for a punchline to come where you're like, you piece of shit. And you're like, oh, this is just genuine, oh, wait, nice
guy. I mean, I can... Yeah, you piece of shit. If you want.
Wait till the cameras go off, you asshole.
Yeah. No, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. Don't forget, Comedy at the Carlson. Big show's coming up. We have open mic on Sunday. And big show coming up Monday morning, folks. We have the fantastic Mr. Gilbert Gottfried coming to join us in the studio Monday morning. So stay tuned for that. Thank you. We'll see you next time at the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Take it easy.